Okay, the reason we're going to talk a little bit, this is Palm Sunday. So we're going to talk a little bit, not necessarily about what happened on Palm Sunday, but more about what Jesus did on the cross. And I'm going to tell you a little, start with a little story. Okay, everybody knows what a train is here, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys sure?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of trains here in Japan?
Yeah.
Okay, in this story I'm going to tell you that there's a man who used to control what's called a drawbridge. Do we know what a drawbridge is? It means
that
a lot of times they use drawbridges so that boats can go across. And when they close, the train can go across. So a person who's an operator, what they do is they have to bring down the train, bring down the drawbridge every time a train comes. So there was a man who used to do this every single day. Yeah, he would get tired. Well, he's at home at night time sometimes. But every day he would do this to make sure the trains are crossed. Because if he didn't let the drawbridge run, what would happen?
The train would go into the water.
The train would crash and all the people on the train would die. So one day, his son kept bugging him over and over and over again. Every day he wanted to come with him to work. And the father said, no. And finally, one day he let his son go to work. So his son came up to work with him. And they were talking all the time. And all of a sudden, the father had to hurry up because he heard the train. He asked his son to stay, wait. So he went upstairs to get ready to prepare for the train. He could see the train in the distance. And all of a sudden he looked around and he couldn't see his son. He could see the train far off, but he couldn't find his son anywhere. And suddenly he looked at the bridge. And he saw his son climbing on the bridge. At the same time he saw his son climbing on that bridge. He saw the train coming
faster.
But he suddenly had fear and it got in his heart. He got nervous because he realized one thing. There wasn't time to make a decision. He had to make a serious choice. He either had to close the bridge, and save thousands of people on the train. Or he had to leave the train up. And all the people on the train would die, but his son would live. That man made the exact same decision that Jesus made for us. In order to save thousands of people, what God did was He sent His Son to die on the cross. Just like the man closed the bridge and had his son die. Jesus went on the cross to die for us. So like Miss Kathy said last week, so that we could live. But the verse that we're going to read today, actually, gives us one of the key reasons why, another reason why he died on the cross. He saved our sins.
Yeah.
says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he gave us all our, sorry, he forgave us all of our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken away all of our sins, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle over them, triumphing over them by the cross, freeing them from human rules.
My wife's saying I should read that one. I thought it was the same one. You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rules and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his mercy over them on the cross. And don't worry about the spelling. My cursive writing was horrible. So she was copying it up with my cursive writing. So it's
そして私たちがこれについて語るのも人の知恵に教えられた言葉によるよるのではなく、霊に教えられた言葉によって霊的なことを説明するので、自然の人は神の霊に属する言葉を受け入れません。その人にとってそれは愚かなことであり、理解できないのです。霊によって初めて判断できるかです。霊の人は一切を判断しますが、その人自身は誰からも判断されたりしません。
So Jesus died on the cross once to save our lives. But the second reason was that so that we don't have to feel guilty about all the sin we have in our life. How many people have made, how many of you guys have made mistakes? And you feel really guilty about it. And you feel horrible about it. And you're upset that you hurt people's feelings. Well, Jesus died on the cross. So you could go to him and say, yes, I've been so wrong. And give it to God and he forgets it. So as we think about this cross this week, every time you have that guilty feeling, I want you to put it on that cross. And give it to God. So today, what I'm going to give you guys today is a picture of a cross. And whether you're upstairs or even downstairs in the service, I want you to write some of the things down maybe that you've done wrong or done bad. And then I want you to look at that cross to remember that God forgives you. Can we do that? And you can use your back if you have more space. Lord Jesus, thank you for these kids. Thank you, Lord God, who died on the cross for their sins. And that you've given them life. In your name we pray. Amen. Do we have anyone going upstairs? Okay, so if you're in third grade or below, you guys can go upstairs. Oh, if you want to, at 12, if you want to take them outside, that's 12 o'clock. It's better to sitting up there. Here, okay, guys, here. No. Whoever's up there.
I need a paper.
No, I'm keeping your place.
バーバラさんは今日来れないんですけども、朝、 急に体調が悪くなりました。もう30年結婚してますけど、多分初めてですね。多分初めて。あのうちはですね、どっちかというと熱があったら教会に行って祈ってもらって癒されるようになったので。And he or them ということですから、この多分子供たちも大体ちっちゃい時からずっと行ったので。はい、でも今朝どうしてももう起きれないので、あのそれぐらいお祈りください。はい、ちょっと今日ね、桜を見に行ったりとかいろんな計画もあったんですけど、ちょっとできないこともありますね。あと、何人かの方も病気で、オリビエさんも体調悪いです、はい、それから旅行に行ってる方もありますので、どうか続けてお祈りください。感謝です。今週、今日は白の日曜日と言われるパームサンデーと言われる時です。今週は本当にあの受難週、ホーリーウィークです。そのことを覚えたいんですね。それ一番今週私たちはイエス様のことを覚えて1週間を過ごしたいと思います。この1週間にいろんなことがありました、ね、あこの受難週にいろんなことがあって、ね、イエス様はこのようにエルサレムにみんなでホサナホサナって言って迎え入れられるんですね。エルサレムにOkay, can you follow me? Okay, so I'll speak in English. The Palm Sunday, and the Gospel people keep to come and welcome him, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, the Son of God is here. So, is that okay? Okay. ですけれども、ね、あのユダの裏切りによって彼は捕まって、そして十字架につけられるんです。1週間毎日毎日いろんなことが起きました。ですから今週私たちもこの1週間のことを私たちも思っていきたいと思います。週の初めに、ね、イエス様素晴らしいと言っていた群衆たちが週の終わりにイエス様を殺せというんです。1週間で変わってしまったんですね。弟子たちもそうです。弟子たちも本当にイエス様を信じていきますというところから、そうでない弟子たちに変わってしまいます。逃げてしまいます。私たちも今日本当にみんなでイエス様を慕いましょうって言いたいと思います。そしてそれが1週間言い続けられるように祈りたいんですね。ですけども私たちは失敗するかもしれません。
We might fail.
ですけども私たちは立ち直ることをイエス様は願ってらっしゃいます。Come back to God.
We will be able to come back to
God. Okay, I might be teaching English. So we promise we do something, but we fail. Everyone here has never failed. Yeah, a few of them. A few boys. But we fail.I said, I mean, we fail. But when we fail, we see the power of God is still on us, and we again, God is going to raise us up again. And let's remember that. And the last Friday, Jesus was crucified on the cross. Then, finally, at the last, the human being said, this centurion, the hyaksocho said to seeing everything, said he is truly Son of God.
その時に百足長が神様は本当に神様の子です。
So there's so many things happened, but the centurion seeing everything and the way Jesus died, he said he was Son of God. He couldn't deny Jesus was Son of God. So let us be like the centurion that we can proclaim Jesus is truly Son of God. Until we come to that point, let's pray and seek God's guidance. Last week I talked about the Peter who failed. Peter promised, I follow you, but he failed. He didn't deny. He denied Jesus. So, but when I see the Peter's weakness, I feel more sympathizing him. I understand him because I'm so weak. If Peter was so strong and perfect, I feel, no, I cannot be like that. But Peter failed. But Jesus knows Peter's weakness and also strength. And at last, the last week that I shared this passage, and I read in English first. Luke 22:31. Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded to sift all of you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your own faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
シモン、シモン、サタンはあなた方を小麦のように奮い立てることを神に願って引き入れられた。しかしあなたは、私はあなたのために信仰がなくならないように祈った。だからあなたは立ち直ったら兄弟たちを近づけてやりなさい。
The first line says that Satan has asked God to shift, I mean, the, let's test Simon here.
この最初の
You know the shift, like a. God allowed that. Why did he do that? But I don't know, we don't know. But God allowed it to happen.But I believe this is for all good. And Jesus knows that Peter's weakness, but strength, and I pray Peter will keep his faith and stand up again sometime. He was praying for Peter.Peter is weak, but he will come back to you. Just strengthen it. Let him not lose his faith. And for Peter, when you stand up, turn back, then encourage your brothers and sisters, others. Encourage them. That's your task. Sometimes people say, you know, if you believe in Jesus, everything will be good. But that's not true. So we get richer, richer, healthier, happier. It's not true. But we have blessing, abundant blessing from God. Amen? We have that. But God knows what is best for us, and God gives us what we need. I believe that. But when we see or face some trials, we say, what's happening, God? But a storm comes where? God. Why is storm coming? But I guess for us to come back to God, or truly hold faith in God, we have to struggle and go through the trials and the storms. But we somehow think when we have faith or when we believe in God, everything be okay. You know, always, it's even the lines, you know, no down, always, always up and good, always up and good. But what do you think? That life is like that? No! No, our life is like this! And but slowly, hopefully, we can get closer to God. There's sometimes that the things are not going well, sometimes like we face something we are not expecting to face. And sometimes we fail, we make bad mistakes. Think about the disciples. They followed Jesus 3 years and knew all sorts of good things. They believed in Jesus, the Son of God. He is the Messiah to do something great in our life, in their life. But when the Pharisees, the leaders caught him, they just like run away like the spread away, just run away. Weak. Human beings are weak, and they are weak. When we make mistakes, how do you feel? The demon was saying that, you know, sometimes we feel shamed or feel bad about it. Are you? Or, no, I never do anything bad. We always feel. In Japanese, we say, hekomu, and we get down. But think, you know, like a little kid, a kid makes mistakes when we scold at him, and are you happy the person is like really humble, or are you happy the person says, oh, I'm sorry, which do you prefer? Yes, when we make mistakes, we feel bad, we humble ourselves, we admit that we are imperfect. But like the demon was saying that, that Jesus forgets all our mistakes and we are free. We don't need to feel bad about all the time. Who carry all the bad feelings? How long do you carry bad feelings? I carry in a way. I try. I make so many mistakes, and I pray to God or I say sorry to people, but I carry the mistakes. I'm feeling bad about it. How about you? Instantly, can you recover? But here, the cross means when we repent and before God, He'll forget completely twice as the new slate we are given. But I don't know why you feel bad. But that's not God is 향해
서그분이가진짜를모토메테르성취는아니니
God is telling us to feel bad all the time.
이때마다말을잊어먹다리落ち込んでなさいって言って言いません。
Don't remember 40 years ago's mistake. You got not born yet. Don't remember, think about 30 years ago, 20 years ago's mistake. 10 years, 5 years. Don't remember that. Let all those feelings put on the cross today. Let our hands completely open from all our debt. Jesus died for us on the cross, for us to be free. We are to be forgiven. We are not to be guilty. We are heir of God. Okay. We are children of God. Peter denied him three times when the rooster cried. Yes, we may have denied more than three times. I have to admit, I have denied God so many times. God knows my weakness. Maybe for Peter it's only three times. Maybe God knows, I don't know how many times I've denied. But I know God wants me to come back to God. So don't think I have no chance. Don't think I have made mistakes. I denied you too many times. Don't think of that like that. God knows each one of us' weakness. Are you strong? Are you weak? I'm happy that we are weak. When we are weak, God's strength is there. Because the disciples and Peter, they failed, they fled. They know they are weak and they cannot do anything but accept God's power. Because of their weakness and because of mistakes, the only thing they can go back was to God's power, not their own power, not their faith, because they are almost nothing but God's the protection was there upon them. Are we trying or using our own strength or not? We fail it. I try, but we need really come back to God and receive God's power. And I want to read the one passage from John. And Jesus was resurrected. Jesus was coming to disciples and talking to the Peter here. Yes, let me speak English, okay? This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs. The second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, You know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go where you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten the belt around you and then take you where you do not wish to go. He said to indicate.